All right, my friends, I am John.
And I'm Tina.
And it is Voice Coaches Radio. We should do something where you and I do it together. Like every time. Right. Voice Coaches Radio. You know, like something like that. Wouldn't that be cool? We're going to do a podcast today and revisit something, right?
Yes.
So what is it?
We are going to revisit voiceover skills that you can use in everyday life.
Okay, so voiceover skills you use in everyday life revisited. Because it was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago.
Okay, cool. So let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I've had, actually, we've had a couple students just within probably 6 months or so, both of them like lawyers. And they're taking this not to do voice acting, but to help them with their court presence.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And at first I was just like, oh, well, all right, that's something different, you know. But if you think about it, like someone who wants to maybe be a writer, you're going to take writing classes.
Yeah.
So this is the same thing. They're going to be out in the public and they just want to be maybe more persuasive, you know, or just a better speaker.
That totally makes sense. We've worked with corporations with their leaders on that exact thing. You know, because many times you're standing in front of people reading. Mm-hmm. And so we've had corporations have come in and work with their managers and their managers' managers and teach them how to read conversationally and seem more authentic.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to just reading off a sheet and sounding that way, right?
Yeah, because that's what, I mean, we teach, that's the biggest thing besides accuracy, because accuracy is number one.
Yeah.
And two is we want to sound conversational, that we're not reading.
Yeah.
And so that's how they want to present themselves when they are in front of, I don't know, a judge, a jury, and the people they work with.
Yeah, you know? That makes sense. That makes sense. It's and what's interesting is when people learn how to public speak, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they teach you public speaking, they teach you how to project to a room,
yes.
Right? And project, and they'll even say things like project to the back of the room,
mm-hmm.
where conversational reading is not that. Conversational reading is you're supposed to sound like you're talking to one person,
mm-hmm.
which is much more effective. You want people to feel like you're talking to them,
yes,
not mm-hmm. everyone,
yeah.
Right? You're not, because really, to me, when people learn the core skills of public speaking, at least how it was taught, and mm-hmm. I think it still is taught like that in many areas, you're talking at people.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I'm speaking with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, yeah, I think that's cool. Yeah. And I think you definitely use it in law, in any kind of business. But I think even like if you're someone who, like you said, is a writer and you go out and you do poetry readings, what about that? I mean, because, you know, I've been to poetry readings.
Yeah.
You know, and some people cannot read their own poetry.
No.
I mean, their poetry is probably great, but you're like, oh, maybe hire a voice actor for that.
All I'm thinking of right now is like Dice Clay. Roses are red, violets are blue. No, I won't go with the rest of that.
Right, yeah.
But that's how I would deliver poetry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I've been to many poetry readings and you get, and some of the people are so good. Some of them are not.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, absolutely. Learning how to conversationally read would really help you with that. And would, and make your writing, whether it be poetry or anything else, more impactful, but also can help, you know, I've met many, many writers who've written books and they want to voice their own book.
Yes.
But they know they're not going to do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, same thing.
Well, yeah, it's funny because I've had several students who have written books, whether it is self-help or children's books. And that's the thing when they're like, well, they'll be like casually mentioning it that, oh, yeah, I wrote a book. I'm like, well, let's put that as your audio. It's your book. Let's do it. And it's funny because you're right, because they are, I think they're thinking at or looking at it differently. It's my book, so I have to be, you know, here is the sentence. This is how it is. But no, you've got to treat it as if it is any type of different audio book.
And you tell the story.
Yes, tell the story.
You want people to relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's why we do have those lawyers that come in, because they do want to tell a story, a persuasive story maybe, or just they want to tell just the story instead of making it say, here's the facts, but here's the story, and it kind of a little more lean towards them.
During your final, what do they call it, the final argument, the final.
Yes, I think that's what it's called. I don't know.
I don't even know. Fortunately.
Yeah, fortunately, I've never been in court. Traffic ticket. All right. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so yeah, but I'm sure that's very important, right? To really get up there and be passionate about this person being innocent or this person being guilty or maybe it's a corporate thing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Who knows? But
that's what I'm also finding a lot besides the lawyers is corporate. I have to talk to, you know, my staff all the time, you know, weekly. I have to give presentations to the whole company weekly or monthly, and I just want to be comfortable up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, what other ways do you think? I mean, I feel like it could be used in conversational reading could be used in so many. There's people who do. I just met someone last night who does fan fiction, or also they do. I forget what they call these because I don't do it myself. They do fan dubbing for anime. So they're not the paid voice actor, but they'll take Japanese anime.
Okay.
And then they will fan dub it in English because some of it's not dubbed yet.
Yeah.
And they dub it in English. And so even if that's your hobby and you want to, and by the way, keep in mind, you can also maybe get some professional work at that point. But if you're really into fan dubbing but you're not a professional, you want it to sound good.
Yeah.
This could really help you. And that even that, I tell people the best reason to do anything is because you really love it.
Yes.
So even if you don't want to become a professional voice actor, but you love doing fan dubbing.
Yeah.
Learning how to conversationally read can help.
Definitely. Because so what you're saying is they translate it into English.
Yeah.
All right. But then you have to put it in how we would have these conversations. Okay.
But if you're not a professional or trained at all, you know, so you know. So I mean, and again, if you love doing it just as a fan, right? And it's not professionally, in other words, you're not getting paid. Yeah. You probably love to get paid. Makes it even better.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Which is, again, why you should come to my webinar.
Yes, that's right. You should go to the webinar.
Yeah. I do an intro. I did one last night. Met some really cool people.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's an example. You want to just dip your toe in it, see if you like it. Go to my intro to voice acting webinar. You can check it out on our website. Mm-hmm. Again, if you want 50% off the webinar, and I'm sure you do, use the code POD, P-O-D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simple. That's
and,
nice, easy.
And then you can meet me.
That which is bonus.
We should do a voice coaches meet and greet where you're there too someday.
All right.
Voice coaches meet and greet pod or webinar.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll pop on.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then people can, it'll be an Ask Tina and John.
Oh, no.
Live.
That would be good. Let me know. Yeah.
Tina looks very excited.
I am. Very excited. Yay.
So, all right, cool. I think that was great. I mean, we are long-winded and everything.
Yes, we are.
This is going to be a shorter episode for once.
Well, yeah. I mean, because it doesn't, you don't have to get into, you know, taking the webinar or taking in classes for specifically saying, I have to be a voice actor. It can be used in other skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's a valuable skill in communication throughout your life, probably, really.
Yeah.
Especially if you're someone who is, you know, I've had people also tell me they're nervous in general.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a nervous communicator. I don't really communicate well. And this can help you with that.
Oh, absolutely. Because if you feel confident in your read, right, you know, just you feel confident being up there, they're all going to see that. And that's going to be, again, towards looking good for you and your delivery and whatever you're either selling or just talking to the company, getting them motivated, you know, it will work.
Yes. Yeah. Which, by the way, you know what? That I like that.
Okay.
We don't ever do this. That leads me into, I think, what our next episode is going to be next time. So next week will be our VO confidence episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you let us right into it. You did that on purpose. I know you did.
Yes, I did.
You're a real professional.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody very much for listening. Again, if you'd like to ask any questions, we have, you know, by the way, I said every 8 episodes we would do a listener question episode.
Yes, you did.
But I'm going to tell you, I haven't gotten a ton of questions. I have gotten a few, but they're kind of all the ones we already covered already. So go back to our listener questions episode for those of you who did send me kind of questions that we've already gotten.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do the same questions all the time. But again, if you do have questions, Okay, John G at voicecoaches.com.
Or Tina at voicecoaches.com.
Thank you very much. We out. We'll be right back.